Hello and welcome to Redefine, your home for news about parental school choice and education reform.
Okay, Reverend Matthews, with Dr. King Day coming up, I thought the first thing I should ask you about is your big picture view. You have said that expanding school choice is a natural extension of the civil rights movement, a movement that you have been very much a part of for many decades. So what do you mean by that? Why is school choice part of the civil rights movement in your view?
For years, we as African Americans were relegated to certain schools and certain districts. This was prior to integration. But we were forced to go to certain schools that were inferior to those of our white counterparts. And of course, as it relates to school choice, my contention has always been that we are not against, in the movement for school choice, not against public school and public education or public schools, but there are so many public schools where students are not getting the attention that they need, and some of them are schools where students themselves are not able to adjust to a public kind of forum where they are not names but numbers. The reason I say I think it's an extension of the civil rights because it allows people to choose where their students or where their children are being schooled. I mean, if you're being forced to keep your child in a school where he or she is not learning, that is doing nothing but crippling that child. And, of course, I think infringing on the rights of the parents to make a choice as to where that child should go to school.
Well, here's the obvious follow-up question then. If Dr. King were alive today, what do you think he would say about school choice? Would school choice be on his agenda too, do you think?
Knowing him as I knew him, and knowing his desire and his fire for people having a right to choose, my feeling is that he would support school choice because he was always for the rights of individuals, not barring any particular race, any particular origin or religion, but he just felt that people should have a right, I think, to be free to express themselves and to go where they wanted to go, and to go to places where it would places that would be more beneficial to them.
Okay.
And I think if he would look at the school system today and look at the obvious benefits that are being derived from school choice, from kids being allowed to go to the school of their choice or the school of their parents' choice, I think he would feel that it was the right thing to do.
Okay.
A lot of people have misconceptions, I think. They feel that, first of all, that private schools or charter schools or school choice schools are siphoning off money from the public school system. To me, that's the farthest thing from the truth. I don't think it cripples or deprives the public school system of any resources. And, of course, being able to go into a school system that will give you the kind of attention that you might not be getting. Again, I'm not kicking public schools.
Right.
Public schools are good.
But in your view, school choice is not an either-or thing. You're not public or private. It's both. It's whatever works.
Exactly. Because, you know, as I say all of the time, of course, it's an old cliche, it's a common phrase, a common statement, that one size does not fit all. I mean, there's some kids who can thrive in public schools, and a lot of them do. Because were it not for that, we wouldn't have public schools. I mean, public schools are not bad institutions. That's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
But I am saying neither are charter schools or private schools if they do what they are designed to do, and that is to provide adequate education for kids who might otherwise fall through the cracks in public schools.
Well, as you know better than me, some civil rights groups, such as the NAACP, and I don't mean to disrespect them in any way by bringing this up, they do continue to oppose school choice, even though, you know, in our program, for example, all the kids who get scholarships are low income, and about 70% are Black or Hispanic. So in your view, why do you think some civil rights groups continue to resist school choice? I mean, is it a generational issue, or is it a question of, you know, burning bridges with longtime allies, or what do you think's going on?
I don't think it's either one, really. Okay. I think it's, for instance, I started working with school choice in 2007. Under the direction of John Kirkley, who's a friend and who's, to me, one of the best persons that I know. And prior to my starting to work with him, I was not totally, I had not been exposed to school choice. And I was not, you know, not in a position to really, really fully support school choice until I got involved with Step Up for Students. And then my eyes were open to what was going on around us with some of these kids. Again, I'm being repetitive, with kids falling through the cracks in some of these public schools. Mm-hmm. I did not fully understand the benefits of school choice.
Well, so do you think that's what's going on with the NAACP and other groups?
Yes. I think in some instances, I want to believe that maybe they do not fully grasp the importance or the benefits that are being offered by school choice.
Okay. Well, one argument that I've heard is that perhaps some folks in the Black community remain opposed to school choice because so many Black professionals work in public schools. So many Black professionals are teachers and principals in public schools. So, you know, the argument that I've heard is that there is some worry that school choice and expansion of school choice might hurt them somehow. What's your take on that? Is there,
okay,
anything to that?
My take, possibly. But my take on that is, first of all, and this maybe this is not a good comparison that I'm fixing to make, because everybody is not for the assault weapons ban, okay? Everybody is not for certain things that are being proposed by the president, because these people, some of them who are opposing the proposed weapons ban and all of that stuff, are not really looking at the big picture. They're looking at their own careers, their own desires, and not looking, for instance, at the kids who were killed up there here the other week at that school. Now, I think a lot of professionals, Black professionals, might not be looking at the big picture and realizing the benefits that will be derived by the students from school choice.
Okay.
Rather, they are looking at it from a selfish standpoint of what will it do to me and my career. I don't think it will do anything to them in their career, because I know some people who teach in public schools whose children are attending school choice schools. Why allow a child to remain in an environment, rather, that is crippling that child, when by taking him or her out, putting him in another locale and another setting, and he or she will benefit from that particular move?
Okay.
Are we so selfish? Have we come to the point that we are so selfish that all we think about is us and not about those who we are responsible for helping?
Well, another argument that I've heard, and it comes up now and again, is that school choice will hasten the resegregation of schools, and some folks fear that. What's your take on that? Is that a concern for you?
No, because again, when you mention school choice, simply because the bulk of the students who attend school choice are minorities. I mean, well, either African Americans or Hispanics. The doors are not closed to those of other races, because I hear complaints all of the time from white parents who talk about, what do you call it, asphalt jungle, who talk about the terrible settings in public schools, but they don't choose to put their children in school choice or in private schools. That's simply because most of the students are not, you know, because we don't have that big of diversified attendance does not mean that we are resegregating. People resegregate themselves.
Okay, so this isn't a worry for you at all.
It's not a worry for me that schools are going to be resegregated. I think first of all that if people will concentrate on learning and the benefits that can be derived from school choice, they will realize that that is a minor concern.
Okay. Reverend Matthews, let me switch gears on you slightly. So much has been written about President Obama and his opposition to the school voucher program in Washington, D.C. What do you think of his position?
I respect his position, but with a shoe on the other foot, I don't think that's the position I would take. I don't know where his daughters go to school.
I believe they do go to private school.
Okay.
Does that make a difference in your view of his position?
Not really. Not really. I you know, again, I respect his position, but again, I would not be opposed to the voucher program were I president. Maybe that's why I'm not.
Okay. Well, hey, one last question. I don't think that there's any doubt that the school choice movement is growing. There's still a lot of resistance, as you know, particularly among Democrats and those who would call themselves liberals and progressives.
That's surprising to me.
So my question to you is, if you could name one thing that perhaps could change people's minds about school choice, particularly on that side of the aisle, what would it be? What do you think could change their minds?
Become familiar with the program and the benefits that it offers. I think they should not take things at face value, but they should study it and realize that it is nothing that's bad about school choice. Again, it's beneficial to those students who might otherwise not be able to get a good education.
So you're saying you would like people to not listen to what they say and get to the facts.
And get to the facts. That's what I would like to see. And I think, because I do know that in the state of Florida, that there were some legislators who changed their mind after really coming to grips with the fact and being enlightened about people like John Kirkley and Michael Benjamin and Jill and those other people down there, and by people like me who was traveling the state and speaking about school choice and calling legislators and trying to enlighten them about the benefits of school choice. I feel that I was successful, or we were, in changing some minds.
Do you feel like things are changing? Do you feel like they're getting better as far as school choice is concerned?
I think they're getting better. I think they have. I haven't been involved in a few years, and I'm hoping to get back in the saddle. I just called John Kirkley last night and asked him to try to find a way for me to get back in the saddle, because I was hoping that I was doing some good by traveling throughout the state and trying to drum up support among those people who might be doubters.
Yes, sir. Well, seeing you back in the saddle again would be great. I really appreciate you taking time to speak with me today, and I have to say it truly is an honor to interview you, so thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, sir.